Begin page 253. We're skipping around a little bit in this particular volume. The reason for that is it's a lot of halachos that pertain to the particular tefillos that are said in shul. I imagine, you know, some do go to shul, some don't go to shul. Some of the details over here I don't think are as relevant. That's my impression. If you feel otherwise, feel free to text me or call me or let me know that if you think we should go back to some of these things. We're not going to do that today, but if you do feel strongly, let me know, and, you know, I'm malleable. I'm open to suggestion, okay? But today, what I do want to focus on are mistakes made in the Shmona Esrei of Shabbos. It comes up a lot. For those who daven Shmona Esrei, whether you normally daven Shmona Esrei, you don't, but you come to shul, a person comes to shul on Shabbos, and they're going to start davening, and sometimes our minds wander just a little bit or a lot. And sometimes we're in the middle of davening, it's Shabbos morning, and we're middle of davening, and all of a sudden we find ourselves, you know, the most embarrassing is you're doing Slach Lanu, and then someone notices, and you're like, oh, I'm rubbing my shoulder, you know, whatever. You smoothly try to cover up for that. We've all been there. So the question is, what do you do when mistakes are made? And that's going to be the first thing that we're going to be discussing today, okay? So again, we're on page 253, and let's begin. Hani, so source 48 on 253. Hani b'nei bei Rav. These students who were in the study hall or the school of Rav, did ta'u that they made a mistake. Umad kari d'chol b'shabbos. And they mentioned the weekday davening on Shabbos. Mahu shiyigmaru. What's the rule regarding finishing the bracha that they're in the middle of? So the particular case was as follows. You have these students in Rav's school. Rav is one of the great teachers in Bavel and Babylon. And his students, it turns out they were making mistakes. And they caught themselves seemingly making a mistake in the middle of Shmona Esrei. They're saying the weekday thing. Again, it's like that case where they're saying Slach Lanu. And they're like, oh, what's going on? What do I do? Do you finish Mahu Shiyigmur? Should they finish the bracha? Okay, or should you finish the whole Shmona Esrei in the weekday format? Vamarlan, and the response was Gomrin Kol Osa Bracha. You finish the entire bracha. You finish the entire bracha that you are in middle of. Okay, we're going to unpack this in much more detail. And the Gemara, and you see there's a couple of lines missing from the Gemara, because the Gemara asks, there's another case where a person makes a mistake, and in that case, we're told, don't finish the bracha. Don't finish the bracha. So the Gemara is a little confused. Why is it on Shabbos that if you're in the middle of a weekday davening, you finish the bracha, whereas in other cases, if you're making a mistake, you don't finish that bracha? And the Gemara gives an important answer just to conceptualize what's going on over here. Hasam, okay, there, meaning in our case on Shabbos, gavra bar chiyuvahu. In truth, we really are obligated in the weekday Shmona Esrei. V'rabbanan hu delo atruchuhu mishum kavod Shabbos. But the rabbis shorten the Shmona Esrei in order not to impose upon us. Okay, so what is the Gemara telling us? It's telling us a very important principle, and that is like this. When we say, why do we have a different Shmona Esrei on Shabbos? So some will say the reason we have a different Shmona Esrei on Shabbos is because Shabbos is different. It has different themes, okay? And others will tell you that on Shabbos we're not allowed to have personal requests, okay? That's true, but there are two ways the Gemara frames this. One is this idea of not asking personal requests. The other is what's framed over here. And that is that really, it seems, and again, the Gemara, the way the Gemara over here frames it is that really we could have personal requests on Shabbos. Really, we could say, Rifa'inu Hashem and Rafa, give us health. And we could say, Baruch Alinu, give us Parnasa. But the rabbis came along and said, and we saw this principle already last week, that on Shabbos, there's actually the flip side of that principle. There's going to be confusing, okay? Last week we spoke about the fact that on Shabbos people have more time, and that's where we had a longer Pesukei Dezimra. At the same time, there is another thrust in the Gemara, another line of thinking in the Gemara, where it says on Shabbos, the rabbi said, we'll take it easy. We're not going to overload you with tefillos, with prayers. So I have yet to figure out how to reconcile these two ideas. But you see these two different lines of thinking explaining different elements of our tefillah. So on the one hand, longer Pesukei Dezimra. At the same time, you have a Gemara over here saying, really, you have the obligation to say all of Shmona Esrei. The rabbis came along and said, we're not going to bother you. We're going to make it a shorter Shmona Esrei. The regular Shmona Esrei is 18, really, 19 brachos. And the Shmona Esrei on Shabbos is only 7 brachos. It's much shorter. We're taking it easy. So why is the Gemara telling us that? What the Gemara is telling us that is, in theory, the Gemara is saying, really, you do have an obligation to say each bracha. It's just that the rabbi said, okay, but it's Shabbos, we're going to bypass all the middle 11, 12 brachos in the middle, right? 12, 13 brachos in the middle, excuse me. And instead, we're just going to say this one bracha. So what does that mean? What that means is that technically or theoretically, I do have an obligation to say Atachonin Ladam Dasm Lavalanish Bina and Rifa'enu and Baruch Aleinu and Shmak Aleinu, all those things. It's just the rabbi said I don't have to. So therefore, if I start saying one, I'm technically or theoretically obligated in this bracha. Right? It's just the rabbi said you don't have to do it. So since I'm theoretically obligated in this bracha, if I start it, the rabbis say, I should finish it, since theoretically, I am obligated in that bracha. Okay, that's the principle the Gemara is telling us, that really on Shabbos, you really are obligated in those brachos, and therefore if you start them, you need to finish them. We'll get into the details of when to finish, when not to finish, and all that. We'll get into those details. But the Gemara is trying to explain the principle behind it, is that really, we should be saying all of the brachos, and therefore if I started them, I should finish it, because technically or theoretically, I am obligated in that bracha. Yes?
Are there other cases where they say you're obligated technically, but you don't really have to do it? I mean, that seems kind of strange.
Well, I why is it the way that you're saying is not resonating with me? Because I'm obviously expressing it incorrectly. It's not that, you know, meaning there's something deep.
Why can they say, well, you don't really have to?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm trying to figure out how to. It's not that. Okay, you're obligated. There, I was like, whatever. Just take it easy. Like, clearly, there's other principles at play. Maybe that principle that we spoke about not asking personal requests or things of that nature, which is part of what's guiding them in doing so. The point is that they're saying there's a general obligation. Let's take a step back. Maybe this is the way to look at it. We'll take a step back and take your comments or question in a moment. Why do we daven? We daven because we are needy. We are needy. Maybe people don't like that word. We are dependent. We are dependent entirely on God. We cannot breathe without God giving us breath. And therefore, the Gemara says, and that's why the Gemara, remember that we spoke about this briefly, why the Gemara makes an exception. With most time-bound mitzvos, women are exempt. Tefillah, they're not. Why? Rachamei ninu. What does that mean? So the idea being, the way many have framed this, is that we are entirely dependent on God. Right? So it's like almost like a matter of life. We need this. It's like we cannot. Yes, it's true. Many people don't daven and they're alive. But the point is that anyone with the appropriate eyes is to recognize that we cannot exist without God. And therefore, we absolutely desperately need it. So when the rabbis come along and say, okay, but on Shabbos, we're going to bypass it. It's not like what they're saying is that right, underlying our entire existence is an obligation, not just a rabbinic obligation or biblical obligation. Underlying every moment of our day is really like a need to say, God, please make sure I live the next second, right? Like, that's what it means, right? And so, ultimately it gets formulated, ultimately it gets, categorized, there's shacharis, there's mincha, the marv. So the rabbis come along and say, okay, but on Shabbos, we're going to lessen the amount that we do so. So, I'm not sure if that addresses your question. My point is that it's not like, okay, I need it, and the rabbi's like, don't worry about it. The point is that I need it, meaning there's something, it's not like your typical need.
Maybe it's not a
chiyuv. Maybe that's why I guess I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it, meaning it's not like you have an obligation for Lulav and Esrog and they're saying don't do it. Although they do that, by the way, sometimes on Shabbos, right? But the point is, it's not like there's an obligation, there's a mitzvah, and they're saying don't do the mitzvah. When we say there's like an obligation, the point is that there's a deep-rooted psychological, spiritual need to pray all the time, to recognize how dependent we are on God. And the rabbi's coming along and saying, okay, but on Shabbos, we're allowed to lessen that. Does that sort of address this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Correct, but I think it still goes back to the chiyuv. Like, there's, but why is there this underlying chiyuv? I think what the underlying chiyuv, I believe, is about. It's not so. If it's hey mom, like, okay, well, they decided to formulate in a different way. The point is that it's then you wouldn't have this idea. I think it's a little deeper than that, in the sense that there really is this underlying need. Again, not halachic need, but like existential need to pray, to turn to God and ask for all of our needs. And the rabbi said, on Shabbos, in their formulations, we'll just do the Shabbos ones. Is this, okay, yeah, go ahead.
So where it says, Rishim Kavah Shabbos,
yeah.
Does that only mean in terms of the tircha of davening, or could it mean also it's anxiety provoking sometimes?
Could be.
Needy we are.
Could be.
The people who hate us, and we don't have parnasa and all that. So could it be just...
That very well could be. And that could dovetail with this notion of not asking for personal requests coming at it. Then it would be much more aligned with that other Gemara, basically saying that we don't ask personal requests on Shabbos because it's lack of kavod Shabbos, and the two are actually one and the same.
Suitcase, like you you elongate psukim.
Correct. It's not a matter of time. Good. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. Good. Right. So let's walk away at that. Theory on the table. If there's something that's been troubling me. Thank you for reformulating in my mind this way. That basically, again, on Shabbat, the notion of Kavod Shabbos is not shortening it because we're in a rush. We just saw psukim Zimra. We have a longer one in davening. We all know on Shabbos takes forever, and that's fine. But it takes very long, right? As opposed to the morning davening takes a few minutes, right? So the idea of Kavod Shabbos is that it's perhaps recognizing or giving voice to our needs is something which goes in the face of Kavod Shabbos. Therefore, we minimize talking about our needs as a way of ensuring that we don't desecrate, don't infringe upon the aura that Shabbos is supposed to generate. And that's for the exact same reason why we don't typically ask personal requests on Shabbos. Again, not that it's, because it takes away from our Kavod Shabbos. The moment we, you don't look at your, you don't want to open your bank account on Shabbos. It could theoretically evoke, some not such great feelings, potentially. Yeah. Hopefully we should all be well. Okay, fine, good. So bottom line is the Gemara tells us, so that we're talking philosophy now. Let's bring it down to practically the students asked. We made a mistake in middle of Shemona Esrei. We said a weekday Shemona Esrei. What do we do? He says, finish the blessing. Okay, now let's see what the Shulchan Aruch has to say. If you look at source 49, Imta v'hischil tfilah sachol, says the Shulchan Aruch, page 253, source 49, if a person made a mistake and began a prayer, the weekday prayer, gomer osa bracha, you finish that bracha sheniskar bashata, in which you've remembered that you made a mistake, shel Shabbos. Then you begin the tefillah of Shabbos. Okay, so basically he says, don't finish all the weekday davening, right. Meaning, let's say I remember in the middle of Rifa'enu. So I finish Rifa'enu Baruch Adah Hashem Rafecha Le'amo Yisrael, and then instead of going to Baruch Aleinu, I then go to Yismach Moshe or whatever tefillah I'm in the middle of, right? You finish the bracha that you are in the middle of, okay? Loshna Nizkar Bebirkas Atachonin. It does not make a difference whether you remember in the middle of the bracha of Atachonin. Loshna Nizkar Bebirkas Achas Mishar Brachos. Or one on the next page now, or if you remember in regards to other brachos, Bein Ba'arvis, Bein B'Shacharis, Musaf, U'Mincha. It doesn't matter which tefillah, all the four tefillos of the day, Mariv, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, you remember whichever one you remember in the middle of, if whatever bracha you remember, if you remember, if you started saying a weekday davening, whichever bracha you're in the middle of, you finish that bracha, and then you go on to the Shabbos davening. Okay? V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Dibim Musaf Posek, Afilu be'emtza bracha. There are those who say that with musaf, you stop in the middle of the blessing. Why would we make that distinction by musaf as opposed to others?
Maybe it would be a bracha l'batala, because, right, you have to say shacharis mincha mar, but musaf, you don't have to have a fourth from Esrei for asking for your needs.
Excellent, right? In other words, whereas if we saw in the Gemara said, right, the Gemara said that really I'm supposed to be davening all the brachos, it's just the rabbi said, Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, we'll let you get off, so to speak, with just a bracha about Shabbos. But on Musaf, there is no underlying obligation. With Musaf, during the week, do you say Musaf? Not unless it's Rosh Chodesh, right? But you wouldn't say Musaf otherwise. So there's no underlying obligation that you are fulfilling. And therefore, this very much, this is very logical to say that Musaf is going to be the exception. And that's the way we rule. We rule that if in the middle of Musaf, you forgot what day it is, and you start saying, Atzachon Ladam Dasmam Lanishbin, and you're like, oh, I'm in the middle of Musaf, you just stop mid-sentence, and you just pick up with the Shabbos davening. No. Let's say Shabbos morning, I'm in the middle of davening, musaf, and I'm completely spaced out. Happens sometimes to all of us, I think. I'll speak for myself. I say Hakel HaKadosh, and then I continue. Atachon Lan Madas Mlam and Lenashbin. I continue with the weekday Shemona Esrei, right? Because I just, Hakel HaKadosh goes into Atachonin, right? Just, that's just what I'm accustomed to. So I remember in the middle, then, right, not, right, okay.
You don't go back to the beginning
of
Musa or whatever.
You don't go back to the beginning of the bracha. You go back to Tikanta Shabbos. You go back to the beginning of. You go back to where you left off. Meaning the first three brachos are the same weekday and Shabbos. Okay. So you would go after Hakel HaKadosh. Tikanta Shabbos is where you would start.
Oh, all right, don't go back.
You don't go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Thank you for clarifying. Very important. Yeah. What do you mean the Shacharis? You said the Shabbos morning davening. Yeah.
You're really
spaced out. Okay, like doubly spaced out. Okay. It happens. Everything happens. Don't be afraid. I have beat my chest on a Shabbos. I will be the first to admit. It's embarrassing, but yeah.
Like if you start having, the Musaf Shemona Esrei instead of the Shacharis Shemona Esrei, the Shabbos.
Okay, so if you remember in the middle, you remember in the middle, Shachar is the most, if you remember in the middle, you go back to what you're supposed to be doing. You go back to where you're supposed to, like, you go back to where you dropped off, so to speak. Gotcha. Yes?
If you don't say Kishem HaShem HaKra, do you go to say Kishem HaShem HaKra, then move on with the Shabbos davening, or just totally forget it?
Okay, oh, you're saying you skip Kishem HaShem HaKra because it's Mincha or Musaf, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. Kishem HaShem HaKra is not really part of, essential part of Shemona Esrei, so you wouldn't worry about that. You just go back to the end of Hakel HaKadosh, like the words after Hakel HaKadosh, whichever Shemona Esrei you're in. Okay?
Yeah.
All with me? Okay. So let's see now the Beis Yosef, okay? The Beis Yosef says like this. Source 50. Kasuv Betruma Sadeshen Simen Yud Dalet. Shem Hiskil Lomar Atzachonin. If a person begins Atzachonin, Umiyad Kisha Amar Tevas Ata, Nizgar Kodim Sha'amar Chonin. So let's say a person, this is good, okay? A person finished Hakel HaKadosh, and they say the word Ata, right? They didn't say Ata Chonin, they said Ata. Now, why is that significant? Because most of the brachos were Shabbos, right? Not Yismach Moshe, not Shabbos morning, right? Because Mincha of Shabbos and Friday night of Shabbos, they start with the words Ata. They should have brought a sitter. Everyone should bring a sitter, right? Let's think Friday night davening, okay? Friday night Maariv davening goes like this, okay? Baruch Ata Hashem Hakel HaKadosh, and then on Friday night Maariv, you would say Ata Kidashta. The words are Ata Kidashta, you sanctified, right? And then all the Maariv thing. And on Shabbos afternoon at Mincha, we say Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, okay? Both those things start with Ata, right? So if a person, a person begins Ata Chonein, which is the bracha after, right? Baruch Ata Hashem Hakel HaKadosh. Okay, let's get sitters. We're getting sitters. Okay, hold on. We're just getting sitters. This stuff, so it's not so theoretical. Hold on. Let me grab a whole bunch of sitters.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Let's do this. Okay. Okay. Let's turn to page 151 in the sitter, or 150 on the sitter you have in front of you. 150. Yeah, sitter. Okay. Someone gave me one. Yeah, you have a sitter. Page 150, all with me? Okay, so this is Maariv for Shabbos, okay? So Maariv for Shabbos, on the bottom of page 150, right, the first three brachos are identical. They're exactly the same as the weekday davening. The first bracha, second bracha, then the third bracha is Atza Kadoshim Chakadosh Goshim Cholim Lelucha Sela, Baruch Atza Hashem Akel Kadosh. That's the exact same as the weekday davening, right? And then you turn the page to 151. Here's where the uniquely Shabbos davening begins. Page 151, Atza Kidashta. Okay, it starts with the words Atza Kidashta, okay? Now, the first word, Ata, is very similar. Now, on a weekday davening, what's the word after Hakel HaKadosh? Ata Chonein, right? Let's just look at it inside so we could all see it and appreciate it.
Talking about Maariv Shemona Esrei, I have a different sitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Maariv Shemona Esrei. I'm sorry. I thought I picked all the same ones. Okay, sorry if anyone doesn't have the same ones. Just turn to page 42 for a second, just so we could just all familiarize ourselves with the text itself, okay? Turn to page 42, and now there's the weekday davening, okay? Page 42, Ata Kadoshim Chakadosh, Shukdoshim Chalim Chasela, Baruch Adah Hashem Akel Kadosh, and this is the weekday davening, Ata Chonein La'adam Das, right? So it starts with the same word, Ata, Ata, right? So you could imagine a scenario, let's say it's Friday night, and you had a long week, okay? I don't know if you daven Maariv, let's just say, it doesn't matter right now, and you say, Baruch Adah Hashem Akel Kadosh, Ata, and you pause. And you're like, wait a second, right? And so until now we said you finish the bracha. Right? We said you finished the bracha. But over here, the first word I said is a word that theoretically could be a weekday word, and it could be a Shabbos word, right? So we're all familiar with all the other texts. Let's just actually just look at Shabbos morning as well. If you want to turn the page, for those who have the same sitter as me, on page 195, this is the Shacharis for Shabbos. So on 195, or maybe 194 first, again, Baruch Ata Hashem Akel HaKadosh on page 194, that's again the same as weekday. And then the next word on Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe, okay, that is not with Ata. But if you go to Mincha, on page 234, okay, so on 234, again, Ata Kadoshim HaKadosh, same as weekday, Akel HaKadosh, and then Ata Echad, right, again, the word Ata. right? So that word atzah is going to create a whole long discussion now, okay? With me? Okay, now we have some familiarity with the text. Let's now go back to the books that we have, from that we have, Beis Yosef, source 50. Kasuv b'trumas adeshen simin yud dalet. Okay, it's written in Trumas Adeshen in the 14th chapter, Shem hischa lomar ata chonin. The person began saying ata chonin, umiyad kisha amar teva ata, and immediately upon saying the word ata, nizkar kodem sha'amar chonin. The person remembers before they get to the next word, chonin. Ever happens to anyone? Happens to me. Yeah? Anyone? Me? Just me? What? Only? You're just like, either all make the mistake all the way, or no, you guys are not halfway, right? Either make the mistake completely or not. Okay. I've done this numerous times, okay? So Nizkar, right? Im savar shuhu chol. So he says as follows. If the person thinks it's weekday, vihischil adaita dechol, and they begin really with the intent, I'm about to say atachonein, they're really paying attention. Afilu ikai ba'ataki dashta, even if they are, it's Friday night, and they should have been saying ataki dashta, or it's mincha, Shabbos afternoon, and they should have been saying atah echad. Nira demikri hischil bishalchol, vigomer osa bracha. That's considered starting a weekday davening, even though they only said the word atah. And theoretically, they could just switch it. Anyone listening would not know the difference. But that person's intent was to continue with atah chonin, right? So he says, you started the bracha, you got to finish it. Aval, however, im lo bikavana hischil tevas atah. Let's say a person was not really paying attention. They were a little spaced out, and they're just kind of rolling the Shmoneh Esrei off their tongue without paying enough attention. And they just said, Ata, and then they shake themselves back into, you know, consciousness, right? And Diyada, right? So, Diyada Shu Shabbos, the person knew it was Shabbos, Vilishne De Iskele. Literally, their tongue tripped them up. It's just like, okay, the person's accustomed to saying the Tfilos in this way, and they just continue with Ata. Okay, lefi hergelu, according to their common speaking, kai gavno lo mikri kavana ledavar taos. That is not considered intent. So if a person was saying I'm about to say ata chone, and they say ata, and they before they say chone, they say they stop themselves. You started the bracha, you continue, right? But if you just said ata without really thinking, then you didn't really start the weekday davening, and you'd be allowed to continue with ata kidashta or ata echad.
Are there really people who would think that it's a weekday, they're in shul on Shabbos, and they think it's a weekday?
I don't know. It's hard to put ourselves into everyone's shoes.
I think how many times you've gone on the highway, you've gone the wrong way. Like, things happen. Right?
It's certainly... Right.
Maybe it's just, I guess if I went to shul every day.
Right? It's like that whole procedural memory that you're... Right? That's what people, like, leave kids in cars. It's that procedure. Like,
right.
I think
right.
It's harder for us because we're not going to Shabbos is very different.
So it's easier.
It's easier not to forget.
Easier not to forget. Okay, so that's why I'm the only one raising my hand over and over again. You're all looking at me like I'm crazy. Yes.
I was going to say I think it's probably different for me.
It's more a man's issue.
The thing I've had a problem with, and maybe you're going to get to it, is when we're supposed to do something different Shabbos morning. Something extra.
Okay, good. Well. They don't get into the safer. Please remind me if I don't touch upon it. I'll try to get into that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna. Please remind me because they don't get into it over here, but I'll try to mention it then. Yes.
I have to request it to count as one time I accidentally opened my sitter to the Shachar Shmoneh Esrei, so I was reading the sitter and I didn't realize I was reading Shachar Shmoneh Esrei. But I mean, it was both.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. Sorry.
So when I'm sitting, I'd opened the sitter to the wrong Shmoneh Esrei, so it's like I wasn't.
Oh, it was mincha time, and you're reading Shachar. You're listening.
I was reading Shachar, so I mean, this is not the same exact. It's not Shabbos versus weekday, but like, is that considered intent if you're just reading the sitter?
You say you finished the whole Shmoneh Esrei that way.
No, I think I realized after I was in the middle of one of the sessions. Wait, that's not what I'm saying. By that point, is it considered like, what was your intent?
The only time intent really plays a role, at least according to this opinion, is the word ata.
Okay.
Right? Meaning, if a person goes through all of Shmoneh Esrei without intention, technically you fulfill your obligation. Right? I mean, technically, like a person just...
But you're saying it's not without intention. You open the sitter and it's the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. Like you're
but
reading
you
from the
sitter,
you're not just doing
which
it by rote.
What intending to say? I guess you're trying to say the right one, but like you just happened to, you weren't paying attention when you opened the page. Or you forget it's Rosh Chodesh, or you know, like you opened the
So just bring it back, or bring it back
you
this case, like.
In theory, I guess you really paying attention, you would notice earlier, but like in theory, you're paying attention to Shemana Esrei, you just don't realize which Shemana Esrei you're reading from until you get to the middle of Bracha, and you're like, wait, this is the wrong page.
I've done that.
Right. So I guess if it was that, again, the intention discussion is only revolving around the word atah. If you were reading, open your sitter and you're reading it from that sitter, again, if you were thinking that it's weekday, then that would be intention enough. If you're just...
You're at the right page, you just don't realize says you're on the wrong page until you say the words.
Correct. Then that's not really intention because you're not really thinking about what day it is and what you're about to say. Because you don't realize when you started saying, like, oh, there's the wrong one. So.
No, but if it's Shabbos, you're in Shul, it's yeah. Shabbos. And you open to the Musaf Shmona Esrei instead, or, well, that, then it's not a deal. But you open to the Shachris Shmona Esrei and it's
Mincha time.
Something like that. But
and what happens?
No, so you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei and you're like, oh my goodness. It's the wrong Shmona Esrei. What do you do?
Okay, so let's get back to that. So that we'll get back to this. Let's go back to that tough question. We'll come back to that particular. So two questions to please remind me before we get to the end. We'll, that answer will be, I hope,
that's
clear.
Common,
okay, so let's see. So he says like this. V'avim ken afilu, and here's one important caveat. Afilu, or added leniency. V'avim ken afilu b'yismach Moshe. She'enu posechas ba'ata. Let's say it's Yismach Moshe. When do we say Yismach Moshe? Shacharis, right in the morning, right? That's how you begin the morning one. And mikomakom, but basically, you wanted to say you were thinking of saying Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos, and you just said Ata because you were just because you're used to saying it. But you were completely cognizant of the fact that Shabbos, and it's in the morning. Mikomakom chashvin leketa b'tfila Shabbos bein zu lezu. That he says would be considered a mistake of like you were asking. I started mincha davening. But really, it's Shacharis davening. In which case, Detevas Ata Nami Aschelas Tfila Shabbos. See, because Ata is really a word that is used for two out of the three Shabbos davenings. Va'afal Gav De Hergel Shochol Gorei Matos. Even though it was the mistake of the weekday that caused this mistake, Mikol Makom Lo Mikri Bishvilka Aschelas Tfila Shol. That is not considered starting the weekday davening. Kivan De Yada De Shabbosu. Since the person knew was Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef is making a very interesting distinction. He's saying that if the person said Ata, because I'm about to say Ata Chon Ladam Das, right? Maybe it'd be more common if you had a sitter open to the weekday davening, and yeah, you're Ata Chon Ladam, and you're like, wait, I'm on the wrong page, right? But there you were really you thought it was weekday, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in my Shabbos clothes or whatever it is. I'm like completely right. What? Are you also cognizant? I don't know. Sometimes you say. We'll go to Shul. Okay. Fine. Maybe we should skip this also. Okay. Fine. Whatever it is. Anyway. Fine. So you'll just laugh at the men. Fine. So the point is that a person thinks it's Atachonin, then he says, then if you said the word Ata, you got to finish Atachonin. But if you thought it was Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos, you knew you were doing a Shabbos davening, instead of Kel HaKadosh Ata, then you're like, you just stopped yourself because maybe you closed your eyes to the words of Kel HaKadosh and then you said Ata, but you knew for sure it was Shabbos. Even if it's in the morning, when we don't say the word Ata, it's like, basically, it's as if you were davening mincha for Shabbos, in Shabbos morning, which, the bottom line is, and to answer your question, you would, if you were just to say the Shabbos mincha davening, or Shabbos marav davening, instead of Shacharis davening, you 100% fulfill your obligation. Yeah. Why? Because at the end of the day, for the main reason is because at the end of the day, what matters most with all brachos is how you finish the bracha. Because you finish with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, you're good to go. If you, by mistake, davened the Marav davening of Shabbos, the Shmona Esrei, three times over Shabbos, you've davened Marav Shacharis Mincha. You're good to go. Okay? Don't do it. I mean, try not to do it, but you fulfill your obligation. So therefore, again, I just want...
You wouldn't repeat then.
Correct. So again, so I just want to clarify. So what the Beis Yosef is saying, we don't rule this way. Before you all get, I just want to tell you, we're seeing machlokas, right? This is why we're learning from these farm. This is not the bottom line of lacha. We're going to lay out a machlokas. We'll see what we ultimately rule like. So don't leave yet. But basically, the Beis Yosef's opinion is that that intention of the word Ata is going to play a significant role. And therefore, if I intended to say Ata Chonein, the weekday davening, even if I just said the word Ata, I got to finish it. If I intended, or at least had like a neutral thought, but I knew it was Shabbos and I said the word Ata, then you could just go back to the Shabbos davening, whether it's Mariv, Shacharis, or Mincha. Yes? Question? No? Yeah.
So the fact that you're going to say with the brachos, this is a separate topic, so I don't know if you wanted to ask me that later.
Let's hold on, because I want to just pull this together. So let's turn the page. This is the Beis Yosef. Again, who's the Beis Yosef? Sorry? He's the same author as the Shulchan Aruch. Again, just beautiful, just important history to know, I think. And that is that the Beis Yosef, there is a book called The Tour that was written. And The Tour was the first to really organize the halachos the same way that when we pull out like a Shulchan Aruch, it's organized in that same way. It's something called Or HaChaim and Yoredeya and Evan Ezer, and basically organized all of Jewish law in like four general categories. And it was a short book. And Rav Yosef Caro, a Spanish, and then ultimately moved to Tzfat, where he lived for the rest of his life, he wrote a running commentary on this book called The Tour, where he explains all the laws And he also sometimes argues with this original opinion of the Torah. The Torah, again, is a very, very terse halachic book. If you were to go through the Torah just with the text itself, it would take you a very short amount of time. Just go bottom line halacha, bottom line halacha, bottom line halacha. And the Beis Yosef writes a commentary explaining where the Torah gets all of his ideas from, and again, at times argues. However, the author of the Beis Yosef, and this book is called the Beis Yosef, written by Rav Yosef Karo, the house of Yosef, Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo, he argues at times. Then later on in his life, he decides he's going to write his own terse summary of the laws because he oftentimes disagreed with the Torah. And that short book is called the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but what happens with every short book is that some other person comes along and says, well, I'm going to write a commentary on that short book. And then, therefore, if you open a book of Shulchan Aruch, there's also, like, running commentaries on it, etc., and the chain continues. But that's basically, Beis Yosef is where you'll oftentimes find, like, the background in terms of why the Shulchan Aruch, why Rav Yosef Karo rules the way he does. You look in this book called the Beis Yosef, where he elaborates, where he develops his ideas, and the base, and the Shulchan Aruch is where he just gives the bottom line conclusion. Okay? Yes, so the Torah oftentimes it has more of an Ashkenazi bend, and on the commentary of the Torah, you have the Beis Yosef, but also you have something called the Darchei Moshe, which is written by none other than Rav Moshe Isserles, who is the Rama, who writes his comments on the Shulchan Aruch. So it kind of follows that same line. So basically you have the Torah, Beis Yosef, Darchei Moshe is on the Beis Yosef and the Torah commenting, and then when the Shulchan Aruch writes his book, the Rama writes commentary on his glosses, we'll call them, on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Okay. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Source 51. Im hayu savor shehu chol. If a person believes that it's weekday, v'hischil adaita dechol. And a person begins with the thought that it's weekday, meaning they're thinking it's weekday today. Umiyag shamar tevas ata niskar. And when they say ata, they remember. Kodim shomer chonein. Before they say the words chonein, havile hischil bishalchol. That's considered starting weekday davening. V'gomer osabrach. And you finish that blessing. Avalam hayo yodea shu Shabbos. That's the person knew it was Shabbos. Vishalo bekavana hischil tevas ata. And they just said the word ata. They knew it was Shabbos. Afilam hi betfilas shacharis she'ena poseches ba'ata. Even if it's in shacharis, which begins with the word yismach and not ata. Eino gomer brikas ata chonin. The person does not conclude the bracha of ata chonin. Dechashvinale ketabes fila Shabbos. Ben zulazu. We consider that to be switching up, making a mistake between one Shabbos davening and another. And therefore, you continue with Yismach Moshe, says the Ramah, just explaining, der yachal omer ata kidashta o ata echad. Okay, because you could say ata kidashta, ata echad, and therefore you continue. So again, the Shulchan Aruch's ruling is predicated on this notion that a person's intention is the most significant factor. If a person thinks it's weekday, then even though they just said the word atah, you continue with weekday. If a person was thinking it's Shabbos, even though you said the word atah, you could continue with Shabbos. If you said atah chonein, your intention doesn't matter. It's too late, and therefore you continue with the weekday bracha. Okay? However, the Magen Avram disagrees. Says the Magen Avram, source 52. Im amar ba'arvis umincha atah. If a person in the evening of Shabbos, or in mincha of Shabbos, said atah, v'savar shehu chol, and they thought, it's weekday, right? So again, a person, now we're going back, it's Friday night, and the Shemona Esrei of Friday night begins the words, after Kel HaKadosh, Ata Kidashta. And a person thinks it's weekday right now, I'm about to say Ata Chonin, they say Ata, they're like, oh, it's actually Shabbos. So what did the Shulchan Aruch say you do in that case? You finish it, right? Good. Says the Magen Avraham, no, Omer Ata Kidashta Ata Echad. The Magen Avraham disagrees, he says your intention doesn't matter. Since the word Ata could be manipulated, could be moved, and fit with a Shabbos davening, even though in your head you thought it was weekday, we don't look at your intent, we look at what you said. And therefore, you finish, you continue with Kidashta or Echad. Dilo mikri haschala b'shalchol, it is not considered starting a weekday davening, ela b'shacharis shadiber gamkein shalo kahogen. Only in the morning at shacharis, where really you're supposed to be saying yismach, there if you said ata. And he says, even if you said ata and you thought it was Shabbos, there you have to continue with yismach. Right? So you see what's going on over here. The Shulchan Aruch is saying your intention is everything for the word Ata. The Magen Avram, which is one of the commentators on the Shulchan Aruch, says, no, your intention doesn't matter. It matters, does this word fit with this tefillah or not? So if Friday night or Shabbos afternoon I said Ata, since it fits with that davening, I can continue. Whereas if I said Ata in the morning, since it doesn't fit, even if I had intention for it to be Shabbos, it's too bad. I finish the words Ata Chonein, I finish the whole brach of Ata Chonein, and then I go back to Yismach Moshe. Yes.
This whole case is pretty amazing because, like, it just shows, like, I don't know how many of us are careful with every single word we say, even in the Shemana Esrei, you know? Like, we're arguing over the word Atta. What are you thinking about? You said the word Atta. Like, what you're think that way. They didn't have a whole discussion about
it. Yeah, no, it's a good point, right? I mean, it's some may say this is, you know, some may flippantly say, like, the details and our, you know, the critics would say this is inane. You know, like, are we going crazy over a word? And I would counter, and to your point, and that is that, no, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable how much focus, how much importance there is in a single word, right? We don't take small things, we don't treat small things as light things. We treat small things as incredibly significant. And yeah, the word atah could go in very different ways, and we could have, we could spend a week studying this. We could have a daily shiur on this topic, and we would not exhaust the topic. We're just, you know, cherry picking here and there. But yeah, thank you. It's an important point. Okay, so let's see. How do we rule? So if you look at the Isha Yisrael, source 53, this is written by Rav Neivert, and this is, the normative ruling. He says like this: Im tavet tefilas amidah shel Shabbos. Person makes a mistake in the weekday davening. V'hischil tefilas shel chol, and they begin the weekday davening. Dino kidala halan. Bitzfilas Mariv Shacharis O Mincha. If a person begins the weekday davening at Mariv Shacharis O Mincha, Yigmar Osa Bracha Sheomed Ba, you conclude the bracha that you started. The Yaschil Bitzfilas Shabbos. Then you go back and you begin not at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, right? As was pointed out, but you go back to, you know, the beginning of the Shabbos part of the davening, right? Yismach Moshe Ata Echad Ata Kidashta. You go back to there. Okay, yeah. It doesn't matter which bracha you're in the middle of. However, if let's say, and this is something we didn't see yet, let's say you said a whole weekday davening. You were really out of it. You said the whole weekday davening, and now you're in the middle of modim, okay? And you remember, okay? So what do you do in that case, okay? Yafsik afilu be'emtza ha-bracha. There you stop even in the middle of the bracha. Why do you stop in the middle of the bracha? Because you're going to have to say it again afterwards. In other words, if let's say I'm in the middle of modim, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, it's Shabbos davening, right? So there, let's say it's Shabbos morning, I'm middle of modim, and I just said the whole weekday davening, I'm middle of modim, so I go back to Yismach Moshe, and then I start again from Yismach Moshe and go all the way back, and I'll end up saying the last three brachos anyways. I have to say them at the end. So it would be wrong to finish it and then go back and say it again, because then I'd end up saying it twice. Exactly. Okay. When it comes to Musaf, afilu ome bebirkos emtza ios. Let's say during Musaf time, I'm davening a weekday Shemona Esrei. Yafsik beemtza habracha sheomid ba. You stop in middle of the bracha that you're in middle of. Again, this is for Musaf. Why? As was pointed out earlier, if you're in middle of Musaf, there is no underlying obligation of a weekday davening there. And therefore, on Musaf time, if you daven Shacharis, right? And now you're davening Musaf. And in the middle of Musaf, you remember that you skipped Musaf, that you're davening a weekday Shemona Esrei. You just stop in the middle of the bracha, v'yaskel tefilas Shabbos. Then you go back to Tikanta Shabbos, which is where Musaf for Shabbos begins. Umisha hischel tefilas shel chol b'Shabbos. Then he says something interesting, which is brought down in the earlier sources. If you do this, simin ra lo. It's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. It's interesting. You don't find this type of terminology in so many places. But it seems like, you know, why is it a bad sign? It's a bad sign because you're spaced out during davening. But the point is that, like, okay, it's a, you know, God, you know, there's a principle we find a number of times in our tradition. That is that, you know, God, you know, and you have to take this, you know, with you know, depends on your temperament. But the Gemara, you know, talks about the fact that even with mistakes, when we make mistakes, that they're, you know, a person should use that a mistake should be an opportunity for some sense of looking at their own deeds and why did this mistake happen. For people who beat themselves up too much, I would tell you, don't take that as seriously. But you know, if a person, you know, makes mistakes, like, why did this mistake happen? A person should, and the Gemara says, v'yifash v'yish b'masa v'yihar b'tshuva, a person should, like, examine their deeds, right? If I'm davening Shemona Esrei and I'm like having a weekday Shemona Esrei as I'm standing in front of God and I'm saying all the wrong words, you know, why did God allow that to happen? Or why did I allow that to happen? I need some self-reflection. Yes.
Is it wrong, like, say during the week when I'm davening, I'm laying alone there, I just start going through it, and then, wait a minute, you didn't have kavanah what you just said.
With Aleinu, it's okay. With Aleinu, it's okay. It gets much more complicated with brachos. Anytime you have a bracha there, typically we don't go back. With Shemona Esrei, there's some discussion about whether or not you should go back to the beginning. Many would say better not to, because we're not capable. Right. We're not so confident. You know, sometimes you say, oh, I'll go back and I'll have kavanah the second time.
Okay, got it.
Or the third time, right? So it's, yeah. But with Aleinu, that's totally fine. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that, but it could be. I'm not familiar. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay, let's see halacha base. Im nisker b'ta'uso achareisha amar rak tevas atah. Now this goes back to what we were just discussing. If a person recognizes their mistake after they say the word atah, v'day lo himshich chonein la'adam, and they don't continue with the words chonein la'adam, im hayakein b'tfilas leil Shabbos o b'mincha, if it was Friday night, or with mincha, sheposechas gam ba'atah, which begins with atah, yamshich b'tfilas Shabbos, and you continue with the Friday night or Shabbos afternoon davening. Even if your mistake was, I was thinking it's the weekday, but I continue if it's Friday night or Shabbos afternoon. If it was in the morning, where, bless you, you say Yismach Moshe, Dino Kidalalan. If a person's intention was to daven Shabbos, Virak Mitoch Hergel Shono Tav Hiskel Tevas Ata, Yafsik, V'yaschel Tefillah Shabbos. Okay, so he says something interesting. He says, Shabbos day, I said Atah, thinking that it was Shabbos. I was really thinking it was Shabbos. I said Atah. Then it's like I mixed up Mincha and Shabbos morning. But Achim HaYisavar Shachli Spal HaYom Tefillah Shol. But let's say I was just saying it. I wasn't really thinking it was Shabbos. I was thinking it was weekday. Or I would add, like, I wasn't really thinking at all. Okay? Dino K'dil El Sif Aleph, then I have to finish the Bracha of Atah Chonin. So who is he ruling like? The Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, right? He's saying, your Kavana, although he does add this Kavana piece at the end, but the main focus that he's, right, the Shulchan Aruch was entirely about Kavana. What did you add? And he said, remember the Shulchan Aruch said, on Shabbos day, if I say Atah, and I'm thinking of Shabbos, I can continue with Shabbos davening. The Isha Yisrael is ruling that if on Shabbos day I said Atah, or let's say Friday night I said Atah, even if I'm thinking it's weekday, I have the wrong Kavana, but I said the right words, then I continue still with Shabbos davening, right? So he's ruling like that second opinion, the Magen Avraham, that the real focus is the word you say, not so much the intention. The one place where it's most complicated is Shabbos morning, where if I just say Atah, not really thinking at all, then I consider that Atah Chonin. But if I was really thinking in Shabbos, the word Atah just blurted out of my mouth, there I have what to rely upon, and I can continue with Yismach Moshe. Okay? Mispalot, tfilas. Okay, one more halacha about this. Gimel, imispalot, b'shabbos, kol tfilas, shmona esrei, shalchol. Let's say a person on Shabbos, daven all the shmona esrei of a weekday, v'lo hisker Shabbos klal, and they don't mention Shabbos at all, lo yatsi dechova, they do not fulfill their obligation, v'tzarech lachzer ulispal, they have to go back and daven again. V'hu adin, k'shmesupik, imispalot, tfilas, Shabbos, ochol, and similarly, if they're not sure if they mentioned Shabbos or weekday, we assume, and this might be more so for men, but we assume that we daven weekday if I'm not sure which one I did. If a person did mention Shabbos, Avshalom Omar Osa Bebracha B'tnei Atzma, even if they didn't say it with the bracha, Yatzai Dechova, you fulfill your obligation. Okay, so here, so what he's saying is like this. Let's say this is a very bizarre example, but let's say a person started the Shad Tzakidash Shasyom HaShabbos Shvilash, whatever, and they're talking about Shabbos, and then their mind is completely like goes off, and they continue with the weekday davening. They never finish the words Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. You still fulfill your obligation. You don't have to go back and say the whole thing. Okay. Now, where this plays a significant role, I believe, is on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Okay, that's when you have a whole bunch of things to remember, right? It's like, oh, read all the parentheses. Read all the parentheses. I didn't sleep last night, whatever it was, it's Seder night, and now it's Pesach morning and it's Shabbos, and I have to remember saying Shabbos, and I have to remember saying Yom Tov. So what the Isha Yisrael is telling us is, let's say on Yom Tov morning, okay, I said some Shabbos parts of the davening. Okay, let's do this. Let's open our sitters again, just so you know what I'm talking about. Let's go to page 290. Shalosh Regalim Shmona Esrei. 290, and everyone except Karen. How'd that happen? It's after Rosh Chodesh, yeah. Okay, this is the regular Shmona Esrei that we'll say on a Pesach day, okay? So the Shmona Esrei begins, regular, first three brachos are all the same, and then it begins with the Yom Tov davening. Atzev echartanu mikol ha'amim, right? Okay, this is where you say, let's say Pesach morning. You say atzev echartanu mikol ha'amim, etc., etc. Now, let's say it was Shabbos morning. Let's say Shabbos and Pesach coincided. That happened this year? Did it? I don't remember. Let's say Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, right? So I go on to the now page 291. Vatitel lanosh malakinu b'yava Shabbos l'slim nucha. Umaradim l'simcha, right? So I mentioned the word Shabbos, right? I'm so proud of myself. I remember that it's Shabbos, right? Yom Shabbos is Yom Chamatz is, and I'm saying Shabbos. And then by the time I get to page 292, I kind of forgot that I got to say the Shabbos thing. Okay? So I get to the end of the bracha on page 292, and I say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh, and I don't put those the brackets in. I say, Mikadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and I skip Shabbos. So we just learned over here, the Isha Yisrael just told us, since I mentioned Shabbos, even though it wasn't part of the blessing, since I mentioned Shabbos in that, in the Shmona Esrei, I don't have to go back. I fulfill my obligation for Shabbos, right? That's where this idea is very relevant, okay? At least for me. But yeah, again, so you said Shabbos at least for part of it, even though you didn't include in the bracha. The same would be the flip side. If let's say you mentioned Shabbos davening, okay, that's probably the most practical application of this halacha. Got it? Everyone still with me? Ish? Yeah? Okay, fine. Let's skip a little bit. Let's just see one. We're running low on time. We're on page 259. Okay, so here's I need to give a little quick introduction. And that is, you know what? I don't know if we're going to get through this. Let me just give the introduction, and then we'll stop, and we'll pick up next week. But basically, the introduction is as follows. When a person forgets to daven Shmona Esrei, so I imagine we go around this room, some of you say Shmona Esrei every day, some of you say Shacharis every day, some of you say Mincha, Shacharis and Mincha every day, some of you don't say Shmona Esrei every day. I know there are varying practices when it comes to women. Fine. Let's say you are someone who normally says Shacharis, Shmona Esrei in the morning, and you forgot saying Shmona Esrei that morning, right? So is there a way of making it up? And the halacha is, yes, there is a way of making it up. But the way we do so is not just by davening a Shmona. So if you remembered, if let's say the time for Shacharis passes and you didn't say Shmona Esrei, you want to make it up. So what do you do? What you do is you say two minchas. You daven mincha twice, okay? Interesting, right? Basically what you do and that what that allows for is you daven mincha once, and then, so even if you don't normally daven mincha, let's say, you would daven mincha once, and then you would daven a mincha a second time, and that would make up for the Shacharis, okay?
The, but if you don't usually daven mincha, would davening it once make up for Shacharis?
So no, so it would still be a two, it would still be, I believe that you'd still daven mincha twice to make up for the first Shmona Esrei. That's part of the process of doing so. So the question that comes up is that second Shmona Esrei, really the question comes that comes up is that second Shmona Esrei, how do we see it? Is it that you're just davening two minchas, okay, and that's making up for your Shacharis? Or is it that your second Shmona Esrei is really the Shacharis davening that you're kind of slipping in since you're davening a mincha, you're able to bring in Shacharis over here? Now that sounds very theoretical, but it has a lot of interesting ramifications. For example, let's say on Shabbos, you missed Marv. Let's say I missed davening, or let's say I missed Shacharis on Shabbos, and I'm now davening two minchas, right? So in the week, during the week, if let's say I missed, let's say I didn't daven Shacharis this morning, and I want to make up the Shacharis that I missed, so what I do, I say two Shmona Esreis. How different are the Shmona Esreis of Mincha and Shacharis? Almost identical. One small change. They're basically identical Shmona Esreis. But on Shabbos, if I forgot the Shmona Esrei in the morning, and now I remember in the afternoon, so I'm going to daven two Minchas. So the first Mincha, I say regular Mincha. But then I'm now saying the second Shmona Esrei to make up for the missed Shabbos morning tefillah. Do I say Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, okay, which is the Mincha Shmona Esrei, or do I say Yismach Moshe, which is the Shabbos morning davening, right? During the week, it typically doesn't matter, but on Shabbos, that's going to be the question. How do you look at it? And so we're going to stop over here. We'll pick up on page 259, God willing, next week. Woman?